plant burgers bomb with McDonald's fans, but the $5 meal is a smash. Fast food giant McDonald's saw its new plant-based burger flop with customers in San Francisco and Dallas, company president Joe Erlinger said during the Wall Street Journal's Global Food Forum on June 26. McDonald's rolled out the McPlant, a veggie burger made by Beyond Meat, in the test markets in 2022, but it didn't catch on, according to Mr. Erlinger. I don't think the U.S. consumer is coming to McDonald's looking for the McPlant or other plant-based protein, he said during the in-person and virtual event held in Chicago. McPlant burgers are staying off U.S. menus for now, along with salads, he added. When they were introduced, the burger alternatives were a hit with people for the ethical treatment of animals, the largest animal rights organization in the world with more than 3 million members and supporters. The group purchased and gave away 10,000 McPlant burgers in 10 days in March 2022. PETA also delivered the burgers to the mayors of Dallas and San Francisco and their staff members to get them excited about the new product. PETA suggested McDonald's take a look at other successful vegan businesses before canceling the McPlant burger, considering the rise in vegan food consumption among young people. Pinky Cole's Slutty Vegan and Kevin Hart's Hard House are both expanding across the country to meet the demand for vegan fast food, PETA Senior Vice President Colleen O'Brien told the Epoch Times in an emailed statement. Instead of pulling the veggie burger, McDonald's should just learn how to do it right, maybe starting by visiting these two smashing successes. Despite the McPlant failure, McDonald's rolled out its first national value deal in years Tuesday. A $5 meal with a McDouble or McChicken, four-piece nuggets, a small soft drink, and a small fry. Sales of the value meal grew throughout the day with one location receiving an order for 90 of them, according to Mr. Erlinger. The energy was palpable in restaurants, he said.